Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy's a ball.
What do we got today, Leroy, for your game balls and game bums?
All right, so I'm gonna give my game ball. This Indiana team, holy smokes.
The Hoosiers.
Wow. I watched that game and I'm gonna be honest with you, and maybe it's from my own past, situations with Indiana, because I've seen Indiana start off a season 6-0, 5-0, you know, and then they get into the Big Ten schedule and their final record is 7-5, you know, 8-4, or something like that. They're good. Like, they are good. So kudos to them. Besides the quarterback, like, it doesn't compute, right? We're so used to the powerhouses, the Michigans, the Penn States, the, yeah. You know, that.
Bye, James Franklin. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Indiana love a good coach being fire. Good doesn't compute,
especially when you're calling for
a really good football team. I mean, my game bump.
Yep,
bum.
I don't know who to give it to, so I'm gonna give it to a situation.
Oh, come on! You've got many.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, when I explain, options. When I explain, you're gonna understand why.
All right.
James Franklin got fired.
Yeah, deservedly.
And it was it?
I don't know if you know my James Franklin take.
But I'm just saying, like, here, let me put it this way. What is required of a college football coach nowadays? I don't understand. He's having a bad year. They're having a bad, whoa. They're in a bad year. It hurts more because they were ranked second.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, so the expectations of what they were supposed to be by being ranked second, it is also going to add to this. But, I mean, he's the last 4 years he's had 10-plus wins. He can't beat Ohio State.
And there's the answer.
But wait, Vlad, what part of that is – coaching, and what part of that is you're not good enough
for 8 years?
You talk about teams that won the national championship
after
too.
8 years. If you keep on doing the same old, there might just be a new voice that just needs to be heard.
Bro,
that's
it. Didn't they lose to the team would be better?
Leroy, didn't they lose to a winless team?
They lost to UCLA and lost to Northwestern.
This year was bad. I clarified right. that.
And you're coming off. Here's the thing. You're coming off a successful season last year. Where right. you actually, even though you lost, here's the thing. The college football playoff picture, guys, was going to be his safe haven. That's why I respect Penn State for doing what they're doing. Because he's automatically going to win 10 games with the talent that he gets. He just loses the big games against Michigan, Ohio State, or right now Oregon. So if you can't beat the big teams, and you're supposed to be a big name, and you can't beat the teams over and over and over and over, maybe it's time for you to go. And I'm not hurting for him. He got $49 million. I'm not hurting for him.
No, I'm not. That's not. I'm not talking about money here. I get it. He don't care, right? He's going to be fine. Mm. He's probably going to get another coaching job.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But what I'm saying is this. At what point do you have to look at your team and say, our team isn't as good as those teams?
Every year, though, then, Leroy? How many years am I going to look at it?
Okay, but how many? There's only one team winning national championship. Should the other 135 be thinking the same
thing?
Up until
last year, you never got to the playoffs. And the reason why you got in the playoffs because they added more teams because they know they get more revenue. If this was still like, the old playoff ways of four teams, Penn State will never make it.
I would say, Leroy, if you're Penn State and you're watching Indiana wax a top five team, which you never do under your leadership, your leadership's going to get fed up at a certain
point. You know what? Also,
great point.
I mean, are they putting out enough money?
Is who putting out enough money? Penn State?
Penn State.
Are you kidding me? They got crazy.
No. Vlad, I know they have a lot of money.
Oh, are they spending?
There's a lot of schools that have a lot of money.
Well, then
I saw some stuff over the weekend that like, you know, there was some stuff about them switching to Adidas that had a lot of people up in arms and things like that. So I don't know. I don't know what their money situation is, but
right. So I think. So I'm just. Listen.
You don't love a good college coach firing. I love college coach firings. You want to know why? Because they send so much money to make him go away.
Yeah, they're like, if you're willing to give up $50 million,
that's it.
To have a coach go away. Here's what I would say though.
Yep.
Your ass better be better next year.
Don't lose. You see who else got fired?
What I'm saying? If think about this, Vlad.
Okay.
So let's set this up right now.
Now hold on. Do I have now the new coach? Because remember, I'm not getting my players.
It doesn't matter who it is.
So then it doesn't matter
because
with the players.
You already said that I'm going to pay $50 million to have you go away because I know I can get a better one.
Okay.
I hope
so
it's out
that
golden.
Means in 2 or 3 years, you better be competing for a national championship. Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Because guess what? It never usually works that way. Right? That's the part that I'm giving a game bum for. You think you could just go and get somebody else and, it's going to be better. And how often is it better? How often have you seen, we fired our coach and brought a new guy in, and, he really got it crack-a-lacking?
Dade South says Manny Diaz is -150 to be next. Is that real, Dade South, or is that bit odds?
And wait, you get rid of Jerry Franklin, you go hire Manny Diaz?
Al Golden's going to get that job, dude, I'm telling you.
No way.
Okay, Vlad, then what are you going to say? They gave away $50 million to go get Al Golden or Manny Diaz.
This is all speculation. I don't know who they're going to get.
No.
You're saying Al Golden and Manny Diaz. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Al Golden's had a resurgence.
I haven't heard any of this. I haven't heard any of Al Golden. Manny Diaz is getting his ass kicked in Duke. So I don't think they're going to be going after Manny Diaz.
Vlad, I'm just saying.
But you're right. In 2 or 3 years, if you're going to make a move like that in 2 or 3 years, you should be back at the college football playoffs or have a significant win.
But even if you get to the college football playoffs, that's not good enough.
But Tobin, listen what Tobin said. Indiana went to Oregon and beat Oregon.
Yeah.
Penn State hasn't, in his 8 years or 12 years, I don't think he has a win like that in his 12 years.
You might be right about
so if an upstart, I don't want to say Indiana's an upstart, but an upstart program like Indiana
they
over the last 2 years.
They spent a lot of money.
But they've done it. They've won.
And the coach was really good.
And I've been giving you recruiting class after recruiting class after recruiting class, top-notch quarterbacks. And
you know what Penn State people are going to say? Let's go get that Indiana coach.
Probably.
But guess what they failed to realize?
You ain't paying that money.
No, he making the same amount of money as James Franklin was making.
Telling you what.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just happy that.
Why would you leave? I'm not leaving for that.
Let's, they're cleaning house over there, but I want to tell you guys about some clean laundry, all right? For the best dry cleaning in all South Florida. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. It's Halloween time, friends, okay? You got yourself your fall event. You got it. No, homecoming. Homecoming, Leroy.
Homecoming.
Been
a while. Been a while.
But you got those formals. You got those autumn weddings going on. Maybe you got one of them Halloween masquerades. I don't know. You need your clothes looking right. Family get-togethers. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. You can call or text Ara anytime. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
Yep. They've been around for 40 years, and they can do same-day sewing. Please give Ara a call so he can let you know what needs to be done. Mama Ara is the seamstress, so you're going to go get that good family care with all your clothes. They service all of South Florida. They Broward and Sella Palm Beach County, and they can pick up and drop off your order. Ara's a fan of the show, and guess what? If you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off. 25% off your order, so you get good care, quick treatment, Give Ira a call, 954-610-9383. And once you use A&T Dry and Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.